Welcome to Wake Up Aligned. I'm glad that you're here. We are going to talk about topics of interest for chiropractors and chiropractic lifestyle. Welcome back to another podcast of Wake Up Aligned. We are going to continue our discussion on concepts. We had part one of concepts earlier. So if you missed that one, please go back. Listen to that one first. Don't try to pick this up in midstream. You need to build your understanding as we go. But we're going to hit the part two of concepts. I'm here with Tom, who has been talking about changing the concepts. So Tom, before you get going on changing concepts and the impact of changing concepts, I just want to talk about very briefly what we've discussed up to this point. We have talked about how you cannot outgrow your concepts. You cannot outgrow. It is impossible to outgrow your understanding of yourself, your life, your business, whatever. We've talked about how bad concepts or limited concepts get into our understanding and how we accept them. We've given examples of people who have changed concepts, and that change in concepts has changed their business or their life or even who they are and their mission and their purpose. And then we ended the last conversation with just beginning to talk about how to grow or improve or change your own concepts. And I know that we spent some time on that change, but you know, we were running up against the clock, so I felt like we were too brief in some of those things. But I want to start there. I want to pick that up with changing the concepts. We were talking, or you were talking about affirmations. You were talking about mirror time, which is something everybody can do. You don't have to pay any extra for that. It didn't cost you a dime. You can look at yourself in the mirror. You can, like you were saying, write down those limited concepts, cross through those on your paper, and write down the 180 degrees different from that you wrote, and start affirming that into your life. So pick up right there if you don't mind, and talk about that process or some of these other ways to change concepts.
Yeah, for those that may or may not have listened to the last episode, let's not miss the fact that the fastest route to changing concepts is finding the right people to be around. You know, don't be on an island by yourself, and don't think that you're going to figure that out on your own, because, you know, copy what the best do and you'll be the best along with them. So AMC is certainly the family that provides that, and it's being around at these, you know, boot camps, the weekends that make the greatest impact. You know, or you've got to, once you find a source, learn from that. Please, members, those that are out there, listen to me. When you find a source that's trusted, you do not unplug from that source, because there's not that many of them. Stop searching. When you find one, typically, you're only going to have 2 to 3 in your lifetime. So when you find it, plug in, go all in, and stay engaged with it.
Never unplug.
Never unplug. I just, you know, that's not for the benefit of AMC. That's for the benefit of the listener. When you get tempted to think that I've learned everything that I'm going to learn because you got some good procedures down, stop kidding yourself. You know, Lisa Beagley, as you mentioned in the last episode, you know, been around the number of years she has, and just had her greatest month 30 times over where she started. You know, it just doesn't stop. You're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. Don't say that I'm ripe, because as soon as you say it, you're going to start rotting.
That group of veteran AMC membership, that is the largest growing demographic in AMC as far as their production in their own clinic, the people that they're serving, the way the clinic runs, what it produces a month. And there, some people latch onto it very quickly. I was not one of those people, right? But there are some people where this is a duck to water to them, and they're like, in just a few months, they start really growing rapidly. I always have a concern for those people, because, oh, well, I've outgrown you, or I've gotten everything that I needed, or what do you have for me now? And it came too easy, right? They don't really appreciate the depth that they can reach or the heights that they can reach if they will invest in this, right?
The heights they can reach if they went deep enough.
Exactly right. But our largest demographic of growth is that group who stays plugged in. They are familiar faces at meetings. They are familiar faces with mentors and those calls that we make. They are all in and striving to do more. Dr. Rod Dollinger is a textbook example of that. Everybody who is part of our membership knows Hot Rod. He's an awesome, great man, family man. He just moved into a bigger facility, completely renovated, looking for an associate, having his best year, and the man's been in practice for 30 years plus. So I just wanted to share that. It's not us saying that. It's the stats saying that you'd never unplug once you find that source.
You mentioned those that grew fast and they stay in that sub-level, you know, that surface level. They never go deep enough. I really feel for them. And look, you know, this is just you and I having a conversation, right? Shooting straight with each other. It's those also the ones that I see fall victim, if I can say this. They fall victim to one of the worst traps, and that's they get quite the ego, right? I've arrived. Look at me. You know, their first taste of success. And look, I get it. I understand the excitement, but the thing that I have learned over the years, even me, right? I've reached certain heights. I've reached almost all my goals that I set out for when I was young. But the thing that I always was taught was stay humble, stay teachable. So even now, here I am recording this and trying to mentor others. I have mentors. I have sources, and I still don't unplug from them, right? So I encourage you, it's never about you. As soon as you get that big head, you think you got that fancy car, you got that house, those things come and go, they fade, but staying on that heart of service and staying humble enough to be teachable, those are the ones that reach the depth that I'm talking about, because numbers don't impress me anymore, right? I personally know when I'm sitting in the room with somebody that's a deep thinker, that has that depth and experience and wisdom. Everybody with a webcam can have a microphone, right? And think that they can spout off and say that this did this and I've done that and I've collected that and blah, blah, blah. But until you can replicate yourself 10,000 times, right? Until you've climbed that mountain and understand that you can actually share wisdom from both the bottom and the top, right? If you're always talking about what I've accomplished and not talked about where you came from, if you can't understand and experience it, where's the wisdom come from? So that's why I've always said numbers don't impress me. And I kind of got off track there, Dr. Shannon, but when you said that, that just resonated with me. Stop kidding yourself, man. Catch it early, right? So if you're that cat that you think, you know what, I've jumped up, I went from 20 to 40,000 and I've got the house and I've got the car. So? So what? So what? How high is high? And what legacy are you going to leave? We only get one trip through this life, and if we make it about our material things, we've missed the boat, all right? We get one trip through this life, and it's all about the legacy we leave and the impact we made on as many people as possible. And I've said that before, and in the end, all that is left are the lives we've touched and to what extent they were changed. And if you're not humble and teachable, then guess what? You're not going to reach that pinnacle of service and that pinnacle, that legacy that I'm talking about. Now, you asked me to circle back to something we talked about earlier. We were wrapping that up on the last episode I said, you know, be around, hang around, plug in, find the source. I talked about certified training centers. As a member of AMC, it's the most underutilized asset, but it should be the most overutilized asset. It's that important. So I'm telling you, listeners, you should be visitors to certified training centers a minimum. You hear me? A minimum of 3 times a year. Even certified training centers, people that are the certified training center doctor, they should go visit other certified training centers multiple times a year, because you're either green and growing or ripe and rotting. And then we were talking about how do you, you know, some of the work that I do, you know, I very rarely ever have to teach or speak on, you know, system protocols, procedures. I mean, yes, we have to dive into some of the practice stats, but for the most part, if you can change your identity, if you can change your concept, your concept of your identity, your concept of value, your concept of purpose, and your concept of beliefs. I know those are 4 very vague categories, and there's a lot tied up into each one, but if you can change those concepts, you'll change the result. And almost all the work that I do, and all the, you know, I can just start naming folks off, Dr. Nicole Mathy, Dr. Andrew Pitcher, Dr. Angie Skokos, Dr. Darlene Euler, Dr. J.P. Whitaker, just to name a few, right? These were people that you look at now and you go, oh my gosh, they've reached, you know, just levels of success. You would never guess that each one of them, each one in their own way, were shackled with poor self-value, poor self-identities. Some of them, deep scars that were placed on them by family.
By trusted people.
By trusted people. They accepted those concepts of identity and value, belief systems, you know. But how do you change it? How do I change that? No, they change themselves. I don't do that. I just walk them through and we discuss and we, you know, expand their concepts and the way of thinking and change that what if. What if we looked at it this way? What if we looked at it that way? But realistically, they changed their concept by drawing a line in the sand with me and saying, I'm just done. Because until you do that, folks, if you're just a listener today and you go, oh, this is some neat stuff, doesn't mean a hill of beans. We're wasting our time if you can't get to a point to where you're ready to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm done being that person, because whatever that person is, I don't like the results that that's produced, right? I remember you're looking at me, and I know you can tell me, but we mentioned Dr. Nicole Mathy. You remember we were at the Westin in Atlanta, I was sitting on a couch at the top of the escalator. You walked by with Dr. Nicole Mathy, and you say, you need to sit there and talk to Tom. And you just had her sit down there, and I didn't know what was coming. And lo and behold, next thing I know, I'm finding out very quickly, man, there's some really deeply entrenched identity, value. I mean, if you remember Dr. Nicole from years past, she used to walk around. She'd never look you in your eye, right? Slumped shoulders. You know, she had been some pretty on self-value. She had been programmed to not have very high value of herself, right? Anyway, the point is that day I told her, I said, Dr. Nicole, I said, I'll make a deal with you. I said, we'll go on this journey together. I'll grab your hand. I will never let go, but you better not ever let go of mine. Now, you better be ready to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm done with it. And if you're done with it and you'll never go back, then we're going to keep pressing forward and working together. Now, Dr. McMurtry, you know, she's reached all kinds of dreams and levels of prosperity and joy and happiness, more importantly.
And a daughter who will be going to chiropractic school in a couple more years.
And she's become a blue coat inside of AMC. Mm-hmm. From where that was all those years ago, what did I do? How did Tom didn't change anything. Tom just helped start changing the concepts of what her value was, the concepts of her own self-identity as a chiropractor, as a person, as an individual, her purpose, these crazy belief systems, you know. Oh, but look, can I give you one actual like stat? Now, she had been around AMC as a member for years, and she had practiced out in Colorado for a long time. That's her home state. She had never been able, for the listener to get what I'm talking about, she had never, ever, ever, no matter how much mentoring and instruction she had been, support she had been given, nobody could ever grow her past $10,000 a month. Didn't matter what you did. She uprooted her family. She said it's the market. It's the office location. She uprooted her family and moved it across the country and moved to a 5-star phenomenal AMC qualified market in Tennessee. Brand new, beautiful, big 2,700 square foot, I think it is, office facility. Opened up. So she's got the right market. She's got the right location, right? What does she do? She commences to collecting $10,000 a month. Actually, it was $9,000. She went right back to where she'd always been. I start working with her after that day that you sat her down on that couch. Start working with her. Now, that had been 7 years that she had never surpassed $9,000, $10,000 level a month, no matter where she was. Inside of 90 days, ask me how much she collected. $20,000. Now, she's doing much more than that now. But in 90 days, I don't talk about marketing. She didn't do any screening. I didn't talk about procedures. I didn't talk about her consultation exam report. I didn't talk about closing. I didn't talk about financials. I damn sure didn't talk about insurance. None of that stuff. All I worked on was her self-value, her self-identity, her concept of purpose and belief. And she blows up and doubles to $20,000, and she's never looked back since. How did I do that? Right? I'm not some magician. No, what you feed in is what you get out, folks. Plain and simple. Garbage in, garbage out. And there's only three ways something gets in that brain of yours. And each listener, you're your own vessel. And somewhere, somehow, those concepts of identity, value, purpose, and beliefs have gotten in there. And it's gotten through your ears, whether it was a teacher, a parent, a friend, a coworker, the TV, the radio, music, an old coach. I don't know where it got in there, but it went through your ears, it went through your eyes, and worse, you professed it. I can't ever see myself doing this. I'm not up to doing that. I'm not capable. I'm not worthy. I'm just a chiropractor. I'm just a little girl from a little town in Colorado. Who am I to think, you know, success is ever going to hit me? I'm this. I'm that. I've been told by my husband this. I've been told by my wife that. You profess it, there's both power, life and death in the tongue. And you profess it, let me tell you, that's what you're going to get. There's a story in the Bible that says they went out there and they murmured in the wilderness. And what did they get when they murmured? They got more of what they were murmuring about, weren't they? What you profess is what you get. So I'm going to go back to the end of that last episode we were talking about. How do you change it? Well, you go through your own self-analyzing, and like all these doctors I've mentioned, go through your own exercise. Walk through and take time to write out all the limited beliefs, all those limited concept of purpose, value, identity, and write it out. Don't show it to anybody because you're not going to want anyone else to see it. But write it out. Take your time. Might take weeks to do it. And then write out 180-degree different affirmation. And you think affirmations, they've become a punchline in today's, a joke in today's society.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. That old Stuart Smalley routine from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Fact is, I was speaking of them. I was just watching something the other day, and they all talked about their vision board, and they talked about their affirmations. Yet they turn around and joke about it. It's a punchline. But the fact is, who else is going to say it to you? First of all, nothing's more powerful to your eyes and your innate than what you're saying to yourself. So even if you had the greatest coach sitting there putting in your ears, if you don't believe it and you're not speaking it, not going to get very far. So an affirmation is you speaking into the windows of your soul, looking into a mirror, speaking it out loud, the power of the tongue, putting expectations into the universe. You say it, you say it, you say it. And I know we've talked about this before, Dr. Shannon, but you know, for the first 30 days after you start speaking out, after all, you wrote out all that long list of negatives, you write out the affirmative. And as you're speaking it out the first 30 days, you're thinking, man, that Tom Owen is an idiot. I don't believe any of this BS. This is nonsense. This is corny. This isn't real. But if you'll stick with it, just like I told Dr. Nicole that day, I won't let go of your hand, but you better not let go of mine, because I'm not going to chase you down. This is your line in the sand. Now, you either going to change or you're not. So it's actually called commitment. Don't get involved with this, folks. You got to get committed to this if you're really going to change concepts. You got to make a commitment at some level, a sacrifice. Don't get just involved with it. Involved with it is listening to us once a week, Dr. Shannon, and then never making a commitment to change anything. But if you'll make the commitment for 30 days, you do it for 30 days. First 30 days, you think I'm an idiot. Then after about, isn't it true, Dr. Shannon, about 90 days later, the first time it'll ever happen, someone will look in the mirror and go, well, maybe, but it takes about 60 to 90 days to get to that well, maybe moment. And then about a year later, you can't be convinced otherwise. And guess what? All those people, J.P. Whitaker, what a great example. Who would think that's heard Dr. J.P. speak? He's a minister, he's a pastor, he's a preacher. Who would have ever thought that guy dealt with self-confidence and self-value issues? People smile through their pain. They mask. Everybody does it. They mask what they feel and think about themselves, their self-image. So after about a year, you can't convince them otherwise. But what changed? Affirmations changed concepts. Being around the right people changed concepts. Going, seeing a sermon in action rather than always hearing it changes concepts. And lastly, you have to stop at some point and remove the crabs out of your bucket. If I have enough time to talk about crabs in the bucket, I'll share that very quickly. I live in Florida. I'm a big boater. I'm a big fisherman. You know, honestly, there's not really anywhere else I'd rather be than to be in Marathon, Florida on my boat fishing, right? But when I go fishing, a lot of times I'll take a bucket of blue crabs, and that'll be my bait for the day. Do you know that if you take a bucket of blue crabs, set it down, that you don't ever have to put a lid on that bucket? Because any one of those crabs that might get the idea in their head that they're going to slowly climb their way up out of that bucket, they want to see what's on the horizon. They want to see what's beyond the rim that's containing them, keeping them in that bucket. You'll watch, and when you're sitting out there with not getting any bites fishing, I can assure you, you'll actually watch this from time to time, and you'll watch this one crab just get it in his head that he's going to climb the wall of that bucket. And he gets all the way up and he gets his claw at the very top of the bucket and clips on there. He starts pulling himself up and he's just about to get to seeing the horizon of what's possible, what's out there. And sure enough, every time, a crab down below is going to reach up and grab him and pull him right back down to where they are, because most people are just like that. Most people, they'll help you up. They'll help you up to a certain level, but most of society does not want to see you outgrow their level of consciousness, their level of prosperity, or in most cases, mediocrity. However, if I ever get to where there's only one crab in the bucket, I better put a lid on that bucket, because eventually that crab's going to escape. You got to look for, how do I change the concepts? You've got to look for sources. You've got to go see the sermon in action. You have to reaffirm something new and plug something new in there. But you also have to make the tough decision to eliminate the crabs in your bucket. You have to figure out, who are these people? They're either, there's an old saying that says, everybody in your life, everybody in my life, everybody in your life, everyone listening, the people in your life, everyone is either a wind in your sail or an anchor on your tail. And if they're not behind you, you're going to have to, it comes back to that line in the sand moment. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you ready for something new? You got one trip through this life. All that identity, value, purpose, belief, and those concepts of what's possible, if all those things are there for you, if you're not serious about it and you're not really going to make a commitment, then why are we wasting time talking about it?
I never asked you this before, but if I'm on a journey of changing my concepts, improving them through some of the things that you've discussed, but I have people in my life that are crabs in the bucket, does that kind of reset the clock? Does that constant pulling me back down basically start me over on affirmations, or, you know, writing out the limiting concept and then crossing that through? Have you ever thought about that?
Rephrase the question. I'm not sure I'm following exactly.
So I'm actively trying to improve my concepts. I'm in the mirror doing my affirmations, but I will not, or have not yet, distance myself from the crabs in my life that constantly want to pull me back down. Question is, does my contact with that crab in the bucket in my life, does that reset my process? Does that reset my, how long this is actually going to take?
I think I understand your question. It's not going to be as efficient and as proficient as it could have been, because you're choosing to allow an opposite input. Now, you can do like Dr. Owen used to teach. Dr. Owen used to teach that you can't become a hermit crab, right? You can't become a hermit and not live in society. You can't not deal with people, especially if you're in the people business, right? But Dr. Owen used to talk about how you walked around and you had a little switch on the side of your head right there, right? And if you got into a situation where there was a lot of, you know, walk into a room and there's five guys standing around talking about stuff that is not of my level of character, my level of integrity that I want to hold myself to, or there's a group here gossiping and talking about a fellow colleague or a friend, or and there's just gossip going on, or there's just a lot of negative, mediocrity talk. Like, for example, for me, I love archery hunting. And there's a place I love to go to up in Illinois. It's a lodge, and there's a bunch of great people. They're good people. It does me good in certain ways to be around them, because they're of high moral character people. Yet they have some very small concepts. It's not even small town concepts. I come from a small town, but there's just limited beliefs galore. And when I go there, and I'm sitting around that dinner table and I'm listening to that, I just have to sit there and just turn that switch off and go, that's not getting in there. That's not who I am. That's not my purpose. That doesn't line up with my belief system. That does not line up with my value system. That's not who I am. That's not my identity. So even though I can't stop being in the world, I can stop participating in the world. And if you're allowing those crabs in the bucket, who's going to have the bigger influence? That's the question. I think that's the question that you're really asking. You might not be able to completely eliminate the influence of all the crabs, right? There's certainly certain family members that you just can't eliminate, But you're going to choose at some point. That's that line in the sand again. Dr. Nicole Mahdi, she still had and still has some of the most negative influence that I've actually ever seen in my life. But she had to choose which voice was she going to listen to? Which voice was she going to believe? So even though there's some static and there's some noise out there, who's delivering the clear message? Now, without an affirmation, do you stand a chance? Let me ask the listener that. You joke and you lightheartedly take my suggestion of affirmations, right? Okay, let's take affirmations out. Let's take resources out. Whose voice is left? Remember, something's going in those ears and those eyes and through that mouth every day regardless. So the world has so much. Remember, the world is not built. Our culture and our society is not built to create greatness, to create prosperity. The whole model of our society is built to be cookie cutter. Everybody in their cookie cutter, they go to the same school, the same curriculum, that no one's supposed to think outside the box. So the world has so much negativity. And if you're a man of faith or belief that like I am, then I believe that the enemy is there prowling the earth, ready to kill, steal, and destroy, steal my prosperity, steal my joy, steal my family, steal my soul, right? Steal my mind. If he can keep me distracted with the material things, all of that, the bling of life. That's what the world sells. The world sells mediocrity, then makes you feel like a failure because you don't have all the bling, right? There's so much that the world is constantly putting in there. Just nonstop social media. You wake up, the first thing you do is you grab that computer in your hand and it's there to tell you something, right? It's usually not messages of joy, prosperity, possibility, fulfillment. Most of the time, it's giving you just the opposite. So without affirmations and without the resources I'm talking about, where in the world is it coming from? So you asked me about if I still have a few of those crabs in my bucket, do I have to reset it? You have to reset every day. It's a choice every day to go against the grain that this world is programmed with. And once you choose to not operate in that, I choose not to participate in negativity. Whoo, man, talk about another episode. You want to hang out with somebody with some serious concepts? Let's have Jan Lane join us sometime on an episode. Now that woman, I mean, is the epitome of success. She's the epitome of prosperity. She is a leader's leader, right? And that woman will not allow negativity in her presence. She's lived like that for 40-something years. And when you sit and talk to her, you can tell you're sitting in the presence of something, I don't want to say greatness, but there's a presence about her. Why? Because it's so different than everything else that we experience in this world. She's operated there for so long. And guess what? She's still a servant. She still has the servant attitude, but she's a Mecca for sure. I don't know if I answered that question well enough for you, Dr. Shannon, but that's what I have for you.
I think you did. You made a mention that you are your own vessel. And what we've gone through today is how to pour that new wine. But that new wine requires what? A new wineskin. You pour that new wine into the old wineskin, it bursts and everything runs out on the floor. So we can pour into you. You can pour into yourself, but you've got to change that vessel to receive that new stuff.
And to change that vessel, it goes back to the word commitment. Mm-hmm. I'd like to wrap it up with that principle, if you don't mind.
Don't mind at all.
Right? Look, we do this podcast not for us. It's not about you and I. We do this podcast to inform, inspire, and empower. And you can listen and tune into this stuff. You can come to, you know, places that I teach. You can come to AMC boot camps. You can listen to webinars. You can be involved in whatever way you'd like. We make this stuff available in so many different formats and vehicles, right? But as long as you stay involved, nothing's going to change. All that's going to happen is a year from now, you're going to be looking and you're going to be experiencing the exact same stuff. And then 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you're going to chase that new shiny object in chiropractic because that's going to be your answer. I need that piece of equipment, or I need that piece of marketing strategy. I'm going to use that SEO service that promises all these. Look, as long as you keep living on the outside and not dealing with the four main factors, identity, value, purpose, and beliefs, you're going to keep being involved in the process. And as long as you're involved in the process, you're kicking the can down the road. There's a difference between being involved and being committed. So I challenge the listener as we wrap this up, it's time to make a commitment. It's time to make a serious change for your future. It's not my future. I'm going to get done with this episode and I'm going to get back on my boat and I'm going fishing, right? But the listener, if you don't make a commitment to change, you're going to deal with the same issues, same problems, same challenges. They might look different. They might feel different 2 years from now, but you're going to keep chasing that joy. You're going to keep chasing that prosperity, and you're never going to feel fulfilled. So there's a difference between being involved and being committed, and that goes back, and you can look at it every time you see somebody or you eat your breakfast. If you eat eggs and bacon, like this morning, that's funny. I had eggs and bacon for breakfast this morning. Guess what? When I look at that plate, everything that I've just spent the last 30 minutes talking about is represented on that plate. Because in that, the chicken was involved, but the pig was committed. And if you're not ready to get serious and change and make some sacrifices, ain't nothing going to change in the long run. And I encourage each and every one of you to step out, draw the line in the sand, and get serious with it.
Absolutely. If you're an AMC member, you've got the power to do your affirmations and mirror time right now. You have access to mentoring through this culture and this company that's been developed. And if you know that you need a trusted source, we are here and waiting to serve you. Thanks for joining us. I know this has been a two-parter, so if you just tuned into this one, don't forget to go back and listen to part one on concepts. And one more thing before we go. If you're a chiropractor who's searching for a better way to build a more sustainable, low-stress practice, then you can contact us at amcfamily.com. You can schedule a discovery session, or you can access any of our free content, webinars, podcasts, and the like.